Welcome to Always in Escrow with Serena Appel and Colby Perchin. Hello, Colby.
Hey, Serena, how are you?
I'm amazing today, and I am incredibly uplifted because we are speaking with Michael Fisher, the founder and chair of the Laszlo Fisher Foundation, dedicated to supporting foster care youth aging out. Partnering with Vita Nova, the foundation is currently constructing the Laszlo Fisher House, a 12-unit apartment building tailored to the needs of these young adults. We are also excited to announce the Laszlo Fisher Foundation's second annual golf tournament is scheduled for May 31st, featuring celebrity host Jeff Hamilton. And in addition to his philanthropic work, Michael also leads 626, a healthcare tech firm based in Delray Beach. Michael, welcome to our show.
Thank you both of you for having me.
So, Serena, you know, I love when we have special guests on, and Michael is very special to me because I think you know who he's married to. Serena, do you know who he's married to?
I do.
So Michael is married to Lauren Grabois Fisher, B-Books, ultimate star. So we are so lucky, and I love what we're going to be talking about on this show because we love children, and this episode is really dedicated to that. So Michael, you ready for some questions?
Would love it.
What inspired you to establish the Laszlo Fisher Foundation?
That's a great question. So April 5th, 2020, I lost my father to COVID. My dad was my best friend, my best man at my wedding, one of the most incredible individuals in the world. He grew up in the world in horror during the Holocaust. At age 3, fending for himself, trying to figure out, is he going to live or die? Is he going to get fed or not fed? When a child at that point should only be worrying about who they're going to play with and what toys do they have. My dad was left to fend for himself. So my wife and I were trying to figure out, how do we honor my dad and kind of bring the story to life? And as you fast forward decades after the Holocaust, we find out that foster teens at the age of 18, when they transition out and become emancipated, are basically in the same position. They have no family. They have no connections. They have really no finances, and are basically have the wall stacked against them of opportunities. So my wife and I figured out that we want to build housing for these children and give them the opportunity at age 18 when they get out of the program of foster care to have an opportunity for 18 to 25 years old to stay in a place where they know somebody loves them and somebody cares about them. So the housing for us is a big, big push in what we are doing in our mission. And we are working with groups to do what's called wraparound services. So they provide mental health counseling, on-the-job training, fiscal responsibility, so we can give these kids the tools they need to succeed.
Really incredible that you saw a need and you're going for it. I am a big fan of your wife and her mission, also with her books. And I am incredibly impressed and supportive of this mission too, that you are both visionaries of. So thank you. All right. So we've talked a little bit about the housing. Can you tell us some of the projects and initiatives that the foundation is involved in to help children in need? Can you tell us a little bit more?
Of course. So another organization that we align with is called Florida Children's First. They are all about advocacy for children, for foster kids. 2 weeks ago, they sent a few hundred foster teens to Tallahassee to help with legislation. Because I feel that it's an important cause, because I shouldn't help guide legislation. The children that are affected by these situations who live it each and every day are the ones that should be helping design the change that needs to be there. These kids, when they get out, I've met lots of them. They all tell me the same story. Michael, we have nothing to lose. We've either been abused physically and mentally. We run away. The police bring us right back into these same terrible situations. And all we want to do is just get out. And when we get out, we realize there's nothing for us. So we have four options. first option is to go commit a crime. Because then if I'm incarcerated, I get free room and board. So take the next 10 to 20 years of your life to figure out what you want to do with yourself. So that's not an option. Second option, which is the fastest option, is suicide. Suicide just eliminates all the pressures and fears that you have of being left alone. And that's not an option. Third option is sex traffic, which the sex traffickers know exactly when the kids get out, where they're residing temporarily in some kind of housing or shelter that's just for a few days, and they lure them in with financing and money. And your fourth option is homelessness. So for us, any organization that puts these kids first and shows them that there are people out there that care about them and love them and believe in them, and we'll do whatever it takes to make the change that's needed so that these kids have a chance. That's what I'm all about.
Yes. Yes. Oh, you and your wife are such amazing humans. It's incredible also that you are, you know, right there. You're with these children. You're speaking to them. Those conversations must be amazing and also eye-opening.
Every foster youth that I've met, the majority are, they're broken. They can't look you in the eyes. They can't talk to you like, you know, that they have any value or worth. And it's the opposite. The lessons I learned from them are incredible. They come from nothing, and they are the future of, you know, America. And they deserve everything and anything that was never given to them times 10.
So, can you, expanding on that, can you share a memorable moment or story that illustrates the impact of the foundation's work on a child or the community?
Yeah, you know, I was visiting one of the foster villages about 3 months ago, and I had met one of the youth, I'm not going to provide her name. She aged out at 18, wants to give back, very big into meditation and yoga, because people having their inner chi and being able to kind of find their center is so big. And so she starts to talk to me. She's like, yeah, I've been going around to all different foster villages and doing these lessons with bowls, and I can't do it anymore because my bowls are broken. And I said, I'll buy you new bowls. So, by the way, bowls are not inexpensive, but worth every penny. So I bought her a whole new set of bowls, and now she's able to be on the road again and do these life lesson changes with these kids. And I sat through one of the classes. It was about 45 minutes. I have very limited patience in life because I'm always on the go, but I actually truly enjoyed it, and the sounds and everything that brings you together. And then after, I got to meet 27 foster youth that are working. A lot of them are trying to go into the legal field because they want to be advocates for their friends. I met a lot of people that are going to college for the first time, but a tremendous amount of them are about 2 to 3 years behind in education because it wasn't really a priority within their foster homes that they were in. But they now are given chances and given opportunities, and little things like somebody just sitting down and talking to them and asking them, what do you want to do? You know, what makes you happy? These are things that they don't get asked. And I think in life, we take things for granted. We all come from different walks of life, and everybody has a different story, and not one is better than the other. But I come from a family, we did not have money growing up at all, but I had love, and I had more love than anybody can ever imagine. And so when these kids come out and they don't have the financial backing, they don't have the love, they don't have the support, they're set up for failure. But by talking to them, it's truly incredible to see all, you know, how they persevered through what they went through. And now they are wanting to help others, which is the most amazing thing in the world.
It's really incredible. The sound bath sounds incredible too. And I do know the power of that kind of sound healing journey. And it's amazing that individual is bringing it to other individuals because it's so powerful. It is a little bit new, though the practices are, you know, timeless, but that's also, you know, it's incredible to hear about these conversations you're having, you know, the interests that these children have, right? endless possibilities too.
I think it's, you know, we don't realize as a society that we all have different connections in life, and everybody, I believe, comes in your life for a reason. So I sat with someone 3 weeks ago and he was telling me, I really like food. I said, I do too. We're like twinsies. And he's like, no, I like to prepare food. I go, me too. You could deep fry a tire. I'll eat it. And he said, no, I really want to do like food instead of, I'm just used to McDonald's and fast food. And there's nothing wrong with that, but it doesn't give the proper nutrients. So I'm setting him up with a friend I know who owns a restaurant, and he's going to give him private culinary classes. So it's little things like that that like make the world a difference. So we're going to get him a set of knives. We're going to get him like a custom apron and like just do it nice so that way he can enjoy. And my friend said, he's like, I'll hire him right after. I was like, fantastic. I said, as long as the food's delicious.
Oh, that's beautiful. Wow. You really are seeing these children in so many ways. I mean, I do think that that's present for you, but then it also really comes back to our conversation and that fantastic episode we had with your wife. And it really does. And, you know, being present and listening and how we all are, what Colby said, we all really are here for children, our children, yes, but other children. We see you. We see these other children. We want to listen. And yes, we do have connections. You know, we're all, you know, working. We have friends. We have colleagues. And it's nice when we can make those connections, those alignments matter. And it does sound like you're doing just that.
And there's a lot of simple things for us that are very extensive for them that we can do to make a change. Right now, trying to work on getting these kids, college isn't for everybody. But the kids that want to go to college, we have the opportunity of getting them to go through college without having any debt. So now I want to go to post-secondary for those that want to become lawyers or doctors or get an MBA or whatever they want. So that's like another big push that I'm going to be working on, because these kids should be able to get out of these different educational situations with the degrees that will hopefully make them the most empowered people in the world. And I'm trying to eliminate the debt on the other end for them, because it's just not fair for them to have that.
That's incredible. Michael, can you tell us more about the partnership with Vita Nova and how it came about?
Yeah, Vita Nova is an amazing organization out in Palm Beach. They have tremendous resources. They are the ones that people go to that are kind of the number one if they have a foster issue. If they're runaways, if they are in a terrible situation, that's the resource to go to. They have classes about hygiene, about resume writing. They can use the laundry room there. They can have pantry. They currently have on Alpha Street in Palm Beach, 32 units and another parcel of land to the right of them. When I met Jeff DiMario, who is the CEO, we connected right away. He understood my passion and what I want to do. And he has given me the runway to do things that I need to do to get things done. So they have a parcel of land attached to it that we are doing the first Laszlo Fischer house on. They are anything that needs to be connected to community, to other outreach centers, they connect the dots. They truly are special people. And also the housing that we're building, I only have one of two requirements. You either have a job or you go to school. Outside of that, the housing is yours. You get to stay there till you're 25 years old. I feel in the 7 years, you will really grow as an individual, and you are not just being thrown to the streets. Because if you look at affordable housing nowadays, it's non-existent. A one-bedroom apartment's $2,000. Who could afford that? Nobody. It's just not attainable. So that's why I selected Vita Nova.
So what are you looking forward to, and what can guests expect at the second annual golf tournament supporting the housing and foster youth?
So last year was our first event. We had 150 people. I had 52 sponsors. I had 163 items donated for our silent and live auction. This year, we're able to honor a very special, kind individual, Jeff Hamilton. He, if you don't know, is original Guess Jeans designer. He makes all the celebrity jackets after all the big NBA championships. Every day he's either with dinner with Drake or DJ Khaled, or he's hanging out with Madonna. I don't know how he travels so much and always has a smile on his face, because travel is not the easiest. He is somebody who gives back constantly, all the time. And when I spoke with him about the foundation, he said, there's nothing more I would want to be a part of. And for me, it was just like, wow, you are the real deal. You are someone that is uber successful. People look up to you. You have 6.2 million followers, obviously for a reason, and you want to give back to society. He is custom making a special jacket, one of one, autograph signed for our event. I won't tell you the theme because that'll be a surprise. But at the event, also some other fun things. We're going to have some massage therapists before people get on the course. We have really cool activations. We're going to have cannons that shoot golf balls across the greens. And we're going to just have a lot of fun, raise a ton of money, and have some great people involved. There will be a couple other special surprises that people will see.
Ooh, everybody needs to follow along. And of course, sign up, because this is an incredible opportunity. All right, so can you tell us, in what ways do you hope Jeff Hamilton's presence will enhance the experience for participants and supporters of the golf tournament?
I know that a lot of people just want to meet him. They just want to talk to him. They'd love to pick his brain. He's a successful entrepreneur. He is just, and he's the life of the room. Like, when you walk in a room, everybody like magnetized right to him. He's a grandfather. I don't know if you guys know that. And we actually sent them some of my wife's bee books that they opened for the holidays. So what do you expect from someone like Jeff? You expect celebrity, not really open person to talk to, closed off. He's the opposite. He's open to the world. He'll talk to every single person. He'll answer all of your questions. He'll engage with you. He'll look you in your eyes when you speak to him. He is the life of the party. He is an incredible individual that is volunteering his time. He is not charging me to come to the event. He just wants to support the event. He knows how important honoring my father and the legacy of my dad is to me. And he just wants to be a part of it. So the rest will be a surprise.
So special. That really is I got goosebumps. I can't wait. So tell our audience, how can people get involved or support the work of Laszlo Fischer Foundation? Because I'm sure so many are going to hear this episode and like, wow, that was moving. You know, how can people get involved?
So there's many ways. Number one is advocacy. Talking about what we're doing, spreading the word of who we are, what we are, and giving us opportunities through legislation, through connections, through people who want to volunteer their time within the foster community. A lot of these kids need mentors. They need opportunities. They need abilities to reach out and find people in all different walks of life, whether you're a sports person, whether you're a homebody, whether you're an author, whatever you do in life, these kids, there's someone that is looking for that kind of connection. So for me, understanding and learning more about the foster world that we live in our society, and seeing that these kids deserve the world and every opportunity to succeed, trying to figure out, not everybody can give time, not everybody can give money, not everybody can give connections, but everybody has something that they add value to. Whether we have an event and you want to volunteer to help spread advocacy, whether you own a business that's a service or a product, we have swag bags going out at the event that are very elite crowd going to, so it's great reach. We're having silent and live auctions. If you own a restaurant and you want to donate gift certificates or experiences, or people love sports memorabilia or sporting event tickets, they love anything that's different. Everybody wants to give back in whatever way they want, but they always love to have something in return. So at the event, live, we're also going to, before the event, go online to show people the items that we're going to have. So every time I go out to eat, or I speak with a friend, or I go somewhere, like I just met an amazing chef 3 weeks ago that has cookbooks, and they're like a number one seller. So they're donating personalized cookbooks and some kind of fun seasoning. Anything and everything can be turned into baskets, can be turned into raffle items, can be turned into live auction items. Those are all things that are really beneficial to us for this specific event. But overall, it's about advocacy. It's about fighting for these kids and trying to figure out how that we all can get together as a society and make these kids the number one priority. I feel that they are truly neglected. It's like you don't see it, so you don't realize. But, you know, we live in Palm Beach County, and there's hundreds and thousands of kids every day that are making a decision. Do I go to jail? Do I take my life? Do I end up in the sex trade? Or do I couch surf and live on the streets? None of these options should be options in the world we live in today. It just isn't. So whatever way you want to reach out or connect, I would love to talk to you. I'll have hot cocoa because I don't drink coffee. And we can talk about any different ways to get involved, to make change, to help these kids. Once you meet them, all you want to do is dedicate your life to them. They are the truly amazing heroes that are unheard of and unseen.
Right. Wow. Thank you, Michael. Thank you for your time. Thank you for joining us. Thank you for all you're doing for the future generations out there. And we are so excited to spread the word for everybody to know about the foundation. And can't wait to see you soon in Florida and hear all about the work you're doing. Thanks again.